Between the words that are spoken and those that are heard, this conversation of word and thought, may you, Holy Mystery, be present. Amen. So my twin sister has always been better at words than I have. When we would fight in our childhood, her words would be her power and her way to hurt me. And I would stammer in anger and frustration, not able to level a similar spear of a word back at her. Usually I'd punch her and then I'd get in trouble. But as if we each got different halves of the brain when the zygote that would become us split, I was always generally better at math and science and she at reading and English. And we have since our childhood developed into more whole persons as she is now in law and I in the pastorate. But the point is that we were each made uniquely with different gifts and inclinations. Today's first and second readings from 2 Samuel and Ephesians are in part human testimonies about difference in power and ability or giftedness. From one, we are reminded of the destructive realities of envy or coveting, which can become a form of greed. Like a rich man with many sheep who takes the one beloved lamb from the man who has just this one. David, in his power and envy, took what was not his for taking. From the Ephesians reading, we are reminded of what a strength rather than a threat our differences can be. One body works best with each of its parts offering what it has, performing the function that it was made for. These are not unfamiliar themes, but perhaps we need to continue to hear them again and again. For envy, along with greed, continue to weave and work their way into our lives. They continue to confront the human experience. And they both, it seems to me, are located in a certain insatiability, a sense of lack, or a desire for more. For our neighbor's sheep, or for all of the sheep that we can get our hands on. The recent space race, as Pastor Jeff had written in the Heartbeat, is perhaps only unique to Bezos and Bronson in the amount of money, power, and public visibility. How can I beat my neighbor in the race, whatever race that may be, whatever race we're running, with whatever end, to the top of the spinning globe called Earth, or, as the Book of Faith group reminded me this week, in the rightness of my arguments? Whatever race this is, it seems to me a destructive one. And it is also very familiar to me, perhaps to you too. When, after all, do we have enough? Are we right enough, even good enough? Have we gone far enough, or seen enough, or shuttled high enough? How far will we go, or have we gone collectively and individually to satisfy this insatiability? And who do we harm in the process? Certainly many of the Olympic athletes have shown us lately that the pursuit of excellence of one's craft, the hours and years spent in training, need not lead to ravenous destruction. There is a point of enough. Simone Biles has pursued and excelled at the art of gymnastics, and she has also demonstrated the wisdom of restraint. However much the insatiably competitive hound and belittle her choices. This week, I have rewatched parts of the documentary The Social Dilemma on Netflix, which documents the deep ethical questions surrounding social media. At one point, Justin Rosenstein, a former engineer for Facebook and Google, according to the documentary, says this. He says, "We are more profitable to a corporation depending on how much attention we can give them, instead of focusing on the things that are most consistent with our goals and values and lives. Our attention makes money for advertisers, And each click gives something of ourselves away. The documentary also features a former Google design ethicist who relays the sobering reality that 2 billion people will have thoughts that they didn't intend to have because a designer at Google said this is how notifications will work on that screen, that screen that you wake up to in the morning. And I suspect that our insatiability is part of the equation. It shapes some or even most of what we click and where our attention glides. And the big companies profit from these feelings of lack. Dissatisfaction is profitable. What should I be seeing that I am not seeing? What am I missing or what am I missing out on? Who will verify that I am right? Who looks happier or more successful or more aligned with their goals or more put together? And what can I do to be like that? Social connection tied to profit from our attention and feelings of lack is a huge ethical conundrum, and one that confronts so many of us each minute of each day. The inclination to dissatisfaction surrounds us and eats away at our very spirits and souls. The International Earth Charter, written at the end of the last century, states this in its preamble. We must realize that when basic needs have been met, human development is primarily about being more, not having more. Amidst all the other voices, it is an important and necessary reminder. And alternative voices do matter. In the Christian tradition, the response and antidote to the insatiable and destructive hunger is the bread of life, this satisfaction and satiation, this one who reminds us again and again that at our deepest, we have been given what we need. Look no more, not at your neighbor's sheep or life or job or house or their Facebook or Instagram life, which is only ever partial. Not at their ability or any other difference that is measured up or down. Turn your attention elsewhere. Remember that you and I have been given what we need. And freed by this, created uniquely, we can be far better together. One of the symbolisms in worship, these funny-looking albs, represent in part identity. Rather than standing up here in my own clothes, which are likely 10 years out of fashion, and carry cultural meaning and value, these clothes by which I am placed and measured and put in some point of reference, I stand instead in a white robe, as do the choir members at times and other ministers. It is a reminder that our value does not come from me, from ourselves, or from the measures of the culture around us. It is sourced from the mystery out of which we've been fashioned. I and you belong to God. It is enough. The alb is a reminder of who and whose I am, that I have what I need, that I am fed by the bread of life, and I am whole. It is enough. I have enough. I am enough. You are enough. Thanks be to God. Amen. Join us now for our hymn of the day.